Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that flips through the pages of history to deliver old news in a new way. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're exploring the life and times of Rob Roy, a real-life Scottish bandit who became one of the world's most enduring literary legends. The day was December 28th, 1734. Rob Roy MacGregor, a Scottish bandit turned folk hero, died at his home in the village of Balwidder. He was many things throughout his life, including a soldier, a businessman, a cattle rustler, and an extortionist. Today, he's best remembered as a daring romantic hero, kind of like the Robin Hood of Scotland. That perception is largely due to the many fictionalized novels, plays, comic books, and movies that have been made about him since his death. However, Rob Roy actually became a legend within his own lifetime. 11 years before his death, the first written account of his life was published, a fictionalized biography by Daniel Defoe, titled Highland Rogue. The book changed Rob Roy's life and ensured that history would remember him as far more than a violent bandit. Robert MacGregor was born in early 1671 at Glengyle, at the head of Loch Katrine in the southern highlands of Scotland. He was the third son of Donald MacGregor, a landholder and chieftain of Clan MacGregor. Rob inherited red hair from his mother, Margaret Campbell. This trait later inspired his nickname, Robert Ruadh, which means Robert the Red in Gaelic. The reference to his red hair was later lost in translation when Rob Ruadh was anglicized into Rob Roy. The MacGregors were Jacobites, a predominantly Catholic group that supported the exiled King of Scotland, James VII, and opposed his Protestant usurper, King William III. In 1689, a Scottish convention of Parliament recognized William III and his wife Mary as the joint monarchs of Scotland. The result was an immediate uprising among the Jacobites, culminating in the Battle of Killiecrankie, in late July of that year. The Jacobites won the day, but their leader, Viscount Dundee, was among the casualties. Without his leadership, the Jacobite uprising fell apart fast. Rob Roy and his father both fought in the rebellion alongside the rest of Clan MacGregor. As a result, when the Jacobites were defeated, the MacGregor name was banned by law. Discouraged by the loss, Rob gave up on politics and warfare. He adopted his mother's maiden name of Campbell and married his cousin Mary in January of 1693. The former soldier settled into domestic life. He started a business driving cattle to the market town of Crieff, on the border between the Scottish Highlands and Lowlands. The business succeeded, thanks in large part to the financial backing of the Duke of Montrose, a wealthy landowner who invested heavily in Roy's business. Sadly, all that good fortune went to ruin in 1711. Late that year, Rob borrowed money from the Duke to pay for cattle for the next year's market. Rob made the purchase and then sent his head drover, or cattle driver, to pick up the order. However, the employee never returned. After picking up the cattle, he sold them to someone else and then disappeared with the money. Despite his best efforts, Rob failed to track down the thief. He pledged to repay the loan himself, in time, but the Duke of Montrose wasn't having it. The powerful Duke declared Rob an outlaw. He then seized all of his lands and even evicted his wife and four sons in the dead of winter. Now on the run as a wanted man, Rob Roy set his sights on revenge. He launched an ongoing campaign against the Duke of Montrose, stealing his cattle and robbing his employees every chance he got. Over time, Rob began targeting other wealthy landowners as well. He extorted money and property from them in exchange for protection against other cattle rustlers. And if a farmer refused to pay up, then he just stole their animals himself. The feud went on for years, partly because Rob's efforts were aided by the Duke's enemies, and partly because the public's admiration emboldened Rob Roy. He frequently shared his ill-gotten loot with the poor, especially those who had been mistreated by the Duke as he had been. This earned him a reputation as a champion of the people. In 1715, another Jacobite rebellion broke out, but this time Rob didn't join the fight. In fact, he plundered both sides, and when the rebellion was defeated again, he just went right back to robbing Montrose. The revenge campaign continued for another 7 years. It finally came to an end in 1722, when a different duke helped arrange a reconciliation between Rob and Montrose. However, even though he and the duke mended fences, Rob was later arrested for his crimes and sent to Newgate Prison in London. He spent the next 4 years behind bars, while in the outside world, his legendary status began to take shape. With the release of Daniel Defoe's book, Highland Rogue, Rob's popularity with the public reached an all-time high. Finally, in 1727, King George I of Great Britain was persuaded by the public to pardon Rob for his many crimes. The reprieve came through just in time, as the outlaw was just about to be transported to a penal colony in Barbados. Instead, the 56-year-old outlaw was released and allowed to spend the remaining years of his life in the peaceful village of Balwiter. He died there 7 years later, on December 29th, 1734. He was buried on New Year's Day and was survived by his four sons. His grave still stands, and in the 20th century, an inscription was added to the stone. In tribute to his defiance, it reads, quote, MacGregor, despite them. The legend of Rob Roy has only grown since his death. His exploits, both real and imagined, have been the subject of countless adaptations for the page and screen. Outside of stories, fans can visit Scotland and tour the real-life locations that featured in Rob Roy's life. Many of these sites are even linked by a long-distance trail called the Rob Roy Way. There's even a famous cocktail named after him. It's said to have originated at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. In 1894, a Broadway production of an operetta based on Rob Roy's life premiered at a theater down the street from the hotel. At the time, it was common practice for the hotel bar to name drinks after current Broadway shows. The Rob Roy was a simple spin on a much more popular drink, the Manhattan. The only difference? A Manhattan uses American whiskey, while a Rob Roy is made with, you guessed it, Scotch. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.